A front passed through our area last night into this morning. With it, we had a round of rainfall, and in some areas, the rainfall was substantial, not significant, but substantial, running around half an inch or just a bit more. But in other spots, rainfall amounts were quite light, with only a few hundredths of an inch of precipitation. Now that front has moved off to our east and things have turned brighter as the day has moved along, clouds are breaking up and we're seeing temperatures that are quite pleasant for this time of year. Now over the next couple of days, we will be dealing with a rather stubborn, slow-moving type storm, a much different beast than a front that's fairly easy to time. This is going to be a slow-moving upper-level storm that will basically hover to our west for several days, and in that position, we're going to have the chance for showers and maybe even some periods of rain as we work through the second half of the week and likely into at least part of the weekend. These things do tend to be more difficult to time in terms of when the rain will occur exactly, and also it's a bit challenging in advance to determine exactly where the heaviest rain will fall. But if all the pieces come together, there's a chance at least that we do pick up some significant rainfall and some much needed rainfall later this week. So let's hope that all does come together, as it has been very dry and we do need the rain. Now, I can't guarantee that we're going to see a substantial amount of rain over the next several days, but it's definitely something that is in the cards with this upper level low in place. So for now, we're in a little bit of a break with the front to our east, the upper low still a little bit farther to our west. So we're mainly quiet tonight with partly cloudy skies and some patches of fog. Temperatures will fall back into the 40s and 50s. By tomorrow, we'll start off with some sunshine, but clouds will begin to fill in as that upper level low does draw closer. We may see a shower or two tomorrow afternoon. And then Thursday and Friday, we do have those chances for showers or even a period of rain. To the tropics we go this afternoon, and the Hurricane Center continues to monitor an area approaching the Caribbean that has very good odds of becoming a tropical storm. The storm is expected to threaten the Eastern Caribbean and Southern Caribbean over the next several days, so that's something that will need to be monitored. And now here's my latest regional forecast. First, for the North Country, the Adirondacks, all of Vermont, the Southern Champlain Valley, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, and the Lake George Saratoga region, including Glens Falls. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. Tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, chance of a shower, high in the 60s. For the Northern Catskills, Mohawk Valley, and Southern Adirondacks, including Utica, Gloversville, and Oneonta. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low in the 40s to around 50. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, chance of a shower, with highs in the 60s. For the southeastern Catskills, mid and lower Hudson Valley, and interior southern New England, including Middletown, Poughkeepsie, Westchester, Hartford, and Springfield. For tonight, partly cloudy, with areas of fog, low 48 to 56. And for tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, chance of a shower, with highs in the 60s. For the Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, and the Berkshires. Tonight, partly cloudy with areas of fog, low 45 to 50, and for tomorrow, a mix of sun and increasing clouds, chance of a shower, with highs in the 60s. Region-wide on Thursday, variably to mostly cloudy, a chance of rain, with highs in the 60s, and on Friday, variably to mostly cloudy, with a chance of rain, and highs again in the 60s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Garrett Argianis.